Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, folks? This is DJ Dome Record representing Brooklyn. I'm chilling with Lush on LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, it's all the way live, and it's Friday. Don't forget that it's Friday. Just go ahead, pop your bottles, get it popping with Josh Face. It is Friday, and also yesterday was Jesse Robinson's birthday. So, big shout out to the legend. Rest in peace. Also, shout out to my mother's birthday. It was my mother's birthday yesterday. It was Friday. And we're going to rock out. Today we have an interview with DJ Dome Record that we're going to rock out today. And we're going to rock out to some music this Friday. Hey, yo, big shout out to everybody that's out here paying their bills. And shout out to them W-2s, man. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Leslie Vest. And we all the way live. We're going to have the interview with DJ Dome Record in a few minutes. And just rock out with us. Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com and hit us up on Facebook, lushradioonline.com. We're going to go ahead and go into this interview and rock out with us. You heard? It's Friday. Yeah.
This your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building, man, and we're live at the Monte Carlo Room doing our thing, and we are the people. Doing our thing with E2K Enterprises and Av Records. My girl, Emma E2K, and Dave, man, it's all the way live in here. And right now, we're live with DJ Dome Record, man. He's busting you straight up in your dome. It's crazy right now. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be talking to him real quick to tell us what's going on with him and what he all the outstanding things he got going on in the industry, man. Talk to us, man.
What's going on, pretty girl? How you been?
I'm doing all right. I just feel flabbergasted right now.
All right. I hear that. I'm representing BK, 22 years in the business. 100% vinyl DJ, which a lot of people are not anymore. But I play all classics, all genres. I get down with everything there is. So, you know, right about now, I actually just moved back to Brooklyn after spending the last 5 years in Harlem developing some mixtape projects. And we're going to get things popping back in Brooklyn again on the underground tip, underground hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca, house music. We're getting down on everything again, bringing back all the classics that folks forgot all about. So
that's what it is, man. What inspired you to get into the music industry and deciding to take in the path of the DJ? Were you always a DJ, or did you, like, some people come in as an MC or something?
Well, I came into the business actually as a journalist. I used to write for Fly Magazine, Indigo New York, Hydro Magazine, the original music.com back in the late 90s. I was also on staff, and I was the editor of Beatdown, which was a legendary hip-hop newspaper here in New York. And I actually got into DJing in 1990 and just kind of like fiddled around with it for a little while. And probably around the mid-90s, I went into it full-time, played every place from the Tunnel to Webster Hall, got down with a lot of the trendy Brooklyn spots that were popping off, like Bar Below, like Halcyon, playing all different genres of music. I became very well known for a lot of my journalism stuff, so that kind of carried over into my DJing. I play a lot of imported music, a lot of R&B and hip-hop out of England and out of France and stuff, mix it up with the stuff that's going on here in the States. You know, there's a very different flavor from what a lot of other DJs have done and really are even still doing now. So, you know, I stay classic, but I always try to make sure that what I'm doing stays different for the dance floor and just attracts everybody and makes people just say, you know, damn, I haven't heard that in a long time. Or damn, I've never heard that before, but that shit's hot. You know, that's what I want to make sure I continue to bring in the game. I've been doing it for 22 years. I want to do it for another 22 and maybe another 22 after that. So, you know.
What is your ideal moment? You know, what was your ideal moment in the hip-hop industry? Like, your biggest moment that you was like, this is why the hell I do this shit.
You know what? That's an easy one. I was one of a select group of people that actually got to go to the listening party for the Notorious B.I.G.'s Life After Death. It was about a set of about 20 or so journalists that went to Arista Records, which was over on 57th Street at the time, that got to listen to the entire album before most of the rest of the world even got to hear it. And Biggie himself was there. And this was about 2 weeks before he died, you know, so had an opportunity to speak with him, ask him a few things, ask him about the track he did with Bone Thugs, and said that was the hardest shit he'd ever done in his life. And it was a poignant moment. And I actually found out about a year ago that there was a book that was written about that very night. And so photos of all of the folks who were there that night with Big all together. So it was a big piece of history that night. And, I mean, that's something that to this day is still kind of, like, inspired me. And, you know, it's inspired others when I tell people about it. And I have a photo of myself and Biggie from that night that I posted online on my Facebook. You know, so I'm like, yeah, listen, you know, I did real things. I got to know real people. You know, and Big was a great, you know, that was one of the greatest MCs that ever lived. You know, and for me to say that I've actually had that moment to be there for that important listening session, that means a lot. You know, and I want to take that with me, and anybody who wants to know about things that happened that particular night, I'm happy to talk about it in your time.
That's a good look right there. We just took went back in time right there, man. That was a good look right there. Now, tell me what's going on right now, you know, the moves for 2012 going into the next year for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, the the past year, I've spent a lot of time actually doing a lot of podcasting, a lot of various different types of mixes. Again, all vinyl, classic hip hop mixes, classic reggae mixes, getting down with just like straight late 80s, early 90s, Shabba Ranks, Admiral Bailey, all kinds of get down stuff, you know. So when I play, I don't joke, you know, and I'll name drop and tell you about people that you thought is nothing but dust on them. I'm like, no, I bring them alive when I play. I've been on a little bit of a hiatus the last couple of months, just trying to get things situated now that I've moved back to Brooklyn. The equipment is on its way to my little makeshift studio, so I'm going to start putting out some serious classic mixes for folks. Not any, you know, with all due respect to all the other DJs that are out there, including my partner Doug Brown, who's hanging out with me tonight. You know, I'm looking to pretty much just go right to the top of the New York business as far as DJing is concerned, because we have so many guys that are out here that have learned how to do everything on laptop, and you know, they say, all right, well, let me go ahead and just take these 25 songs that are hot right now and just do something. Like, nah, I learned how to do things where I had to count the time on my hands, trying to make sure I knew how to catch a mix in the right way. You know, I went ahead and I learned about labels, I learned about producers, I learned about writers, I learned about the little etchings that are on the record that tell you some history on things. I'll drop all of that in a podcast, and you'll want more. If you know my name, if you know the name DJ Dome Wrecker, you know I don't joke, and I come with nothing but the goods. Period in the story.
That's what it is. So DJ Dome Wrecker, if you weren't DJing, like if that wasn't like your love, what would be the fallback talent that you have? What would you do?
I would go right back to my journalism. I'd go right back to music journalism. You know what I mean? And cover the business, because even music journalism has fallen off a lot. And a lot of people are not asking the right questions. It's so much more than about who, what, where, when, why, how. You know, or who's sleeping with who, or who's dating who. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things where people need to get into the nitty-gritty about what the actual artists are about. You know, are they actually like regular people like you and I? A lot of people don't ever focus on that. They focus on the glitz and the glamour and all that other bullshit. And I'm like, you know what? Glitz and glamour is nothing. These people are human beings, but let me see just how real you actually are. Let me find out, you know, like if I wanted to interview, matter of fact, I'll give a perfect example. In 1995, I interviewed Jay-Z when he first came out with his first album. And I asked him, literally, what's the difference between Jay-Z and Sean Carter? Because I was a hell of a lot more interested in what Sean Carter was about than I was Jay-Z. And I made that a very specific point. And I did that with a lot of other people that I interviewed. I want to know about the human beings, the everyday person that gets up, the person who reads the paper, the person who, you know, goes to the bathroom, takes a good shit, comes back out, and reads the morning paper and whatever. That's what I care about. Because that right there humanizes the story. And I don't want to just give you a whole bunch of just gloss. I want to give you facts and not fiction. That's what I do.
That is real stuff. And you know what? The same key points that you talk about in regards to like interviewing and stuff, that's what we try to do on Lush Radio. We give the double E's, educating and entertaining. And we go back to the original, the root of things, you know what I'm saying? The core of music, because back when we were growing up, we listened to everything. We weren't really limited, and now the kids are kind of limited to stuff, but we listened to the kids in the 80s, 90s, and we listened to everything, you know? And it showed in the music that was produced at that time, you know, it produced a lot of classics. You know, a lot of people nowadays aren't into the whole classic thing. They're just doing a one-hit wonder. They're not into the longevity. And with the gimmick thing. So if you could change anything in the industry right now at this moment, what would it be?
I would not allow it to be as corporate as it is. that is literally what went wrong with the industry. And it went wrong. I always use 1995 as the time it went wrong. 1995 was the year in hip-hop where every other hip-hop song had the phrase, "It's real," or, you know, "Keep it real." And as soon as that started happening, corporations started looking at these labels and at these artists and saying, you know, I can make a little more money off of this than I thought. You know, so then all of a sudden you started seeing all the labels merging. You started seeing MCA Records disappear. You started seeing Uptown Records disappear and become Universal Records. And Universal took this label and that label and what have you. You know, and so now you have all these companies, you know, and what a lot of people don't know is that all of the major labels now are not even American owned. Every major label is now owned by a foreign corporation. You know, so the humanity, the human factor when it comes to running labels and putting out music and radio stations included, you know, really like serving the people and not serving the almighty dollar, that's all gone. And something has to happen where where it's, and it's so much more than just having, you know, having independent record labels. Independent record labels are great, but there needs to be a movement happening to bring things back on a people level. Kill the whole corporation thing, because the corporation thing is only making money for, I'm not even going to say the 1%, I'm going to say the top half of the 1%, you know. And, you know, I guess the contribution that I make as far as DJing is concerned is that I don't answer to the whole corporate thing of following the playlist that everybody else is putting out, because when it comes down to it, some of these guys are just playing the exact same shit that everybody else is playing. You're just like, really? I'm like, there isn't any more? And there's more out there. People need to know that back in the day when like guys like Frankie Crocker was dropping things on the radio, Frankie Crocker dropped whatever the hell he wanted to drop. If he wanted to play George, you know, Wham, you know, George Michael's Wham, or, you know, if he wanted to all of a sudden play Cars by Gary Numan alongside Stevie Wonder's Living for the City, he did whatever the hell he damn well pleased. And that should be what's going on now. But folks are getting away from that. You know what I mean?
I'm dirty. Many truths, many lies, many just rights. Many knives, many nights, many gunfights. The rotten apple, I'm living in the small slice. Wanting famous out the hood costs a small price. I write and smoke weed to keep my mind right. The real hoods wanna stay away from limelight. I stay paid when the nigga kick a dope sentence. Keep referring to the hood cause I'm broke in it. I'm like Khaled, I'm yelling Illigy the best. Rap less, wordplay is on recess. So boss, we don't talk, leave your speechless. Random thought, I'm listening to fucking Greek Fest. A lot of people keep thinking they can cheat death. Clean your fare, going extra hard with each breath. My life is a movie reel. Hate's easy, but love is a battlefield. Illigy is a pro, and if you're not on it, then you just don't know. Name another rapper that can touch my flow. Name another rapper that can touch my flow. Illigy is the pro, and if you're not on it, then you just don't know. Name another rapper that can touch my flow. Name another rapper that can touch my flow. Style pack is so right and delivered well. I write rhymes like the hood was right next to Yale. To succeed is getting back when you first fail. Lock you all in one spot like the first jail. Son, I do it so well. I spit enough coke for any higher cartel. The bad keep guns while the good die young. Mother nature cry when the streets raise sons. It's cool to be good, but best success is much greater. I do see the sun, but the clouds is the hater. See a capture, rapture, I need a baker, a blondie, hill finger guns, that's a Tommy. Your weight is a feather, that's how light you feel. I'm more thicker in the hood like a night boot heel. See, I'm priceless, and I'm calling this a con rap. Cause bottom line, I'm the motherfucking nicest. Illa G is a pro, and if you're not on it, then you just don't know. Name another rapper that can touch my flow. Name another rapper that can touch my flow. Illa G is the pro, and if you're not on it, then you just don't know. Name another rapper that can touch my flow. Name another rapper that can touch my flow. Still drunk, trying to kick it to none. Everybody know I'm hungry, but they're kicking me crumbs. And the kush that I'm smoking kind of kicking your lung. See, raps is like a ball, and I'ma kick it for fun. It's so funny how my skills are so ill. I make money off it, but I can't get a deal. For real, if you think about it, why get a deal? Cause when it pops off, then the fake becomes real. Some gums may pill that a Merc outfit is. My name holds weight like it works out with it. Sliced by the liquor, in other words, I'm slitting. You love them so nice, but you hate to admit it. Ball pass to me, so I catch it in a pivot. My style says Ben, but this life says Civic. Bella. Brooks. Flow cream spinach. I punch you with the fofo. Words photogenic. Quasimodo apprentice. $50 mogul. $1 million broke nigga. Your life flash when I make bullets approach niggas. Take a taste of this New York coke and broken English. I'm something like a New York Pope, but more. I'm a remix. Puzzle like 1,000 pieces. I speak it, taking you high like a ski lift. I walk on water with lyrics. I'm rap Jesus. My words bring life to your mind. I speak fetus. Dollar bill, y'all. Get your tickets at will call. I spit like a prisoner pill call. I'm bipolar. Speech is a proper voga. Flow soda. Flow is certainly nova. If you talk with a gun, then I will respond. Skin the color of burnt bronze. I kill the firstborn. Warning, cause I never miss a target. See the illas in the house, the building, in the apartment. Raw footage, I exhale what you hate in life. See your ending, and then I terminate on sight. Look at your status, homie, use an epic fail. Produce hits, and I ain't talking about a record sale. Yep, I'm coming at ya. My lyrics is the book of Matthew, and I will clap you. My whole style is like some coke in a boatload, yo. And my raps is like sex in a fofo, yo. I take it back to the weights and the gold rope. And my raps is like sex in a fofo. My raps is like sex in the 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 fofo. It's a jail fight every time I write. And my underground flow ain't plain but takes flight. See, my sanity is questioned. The answer, the spit hardcore with no exceptions. My leadership breeds riots. Fire breathing God demons. The slips in the mind stays dreaming. It's an even present. I'm a made shooter. I could give a creator a really odd future. Sacrifice any rapper a rap flow. I know your whole style is an act to play your role or get rolled on. I rhyme like I'm stuck in a snowstorm. Or a coke dealer when he sees that his coke gone. Put your mind on the side of the block. Man, that's thinking outside of the box. Keep in mind, Illa G is a G on street shit. Never do dirt where you live on some G shit. Flow ratty. Flow's an enemy that's getting at me. I write my lyrics like I'm doing life in Kaksaki. Blackout in the blue moon. The spoon of dope birds being pushed in the streets. Wound complete goons. Correct any challenge or threat. Put the jimmy at the side of your neck and cut flesh. I'm a veteran of musical medicine. My people is devoted to bleach resident evil. My whole style is like some coke in the boatload, yo. And my raps is like sex in the fofo, yo. I take it back.
What up, what up? It's your boy Quan Lee. Quan Lee TV and all that, you know. NYC leader in urban media. And right now I'm hanging out with my homegirl, Lushy Lush. You already know what it is. Chip!
$3. Sorry if I'm real, man. Sorry if I'm 100. Sorry, listeners, if this ain't the Quan you wanted. Right hand man, lock, block, work, shoulda popped. 12, 17, 10 phone calls, shoulda dropped. Damn, I still think how they got my nigga. Baby mom did them dirt. Fuck his nigga, same bitch said don't fuck with them. Had him in they best, straight. him. Block Quan Facebook, straight duck your head. SMH, LOL, man, it ain't funny. Dollars was your boo, nah, bitch, you love money. Trifling, gold digger, seen your new man, he ain't a gold nigga. Trifling, gold digger, seen your new man, he ain't a gold nigga.
Be lying, how they trap shit. Huh? They whole team lying, how they clap shit. Walking around with Mac on they black shit. Ow, I think Quan blacking on them. Crossface chicken wing, Bob backing on them. $1 million dreams like I'm DiBiase. Goldberg 9-8, who's stopping me? Damn, I lost one. Where homie at now? Can't see CNA if the nigga paid wild. Nation dominating, no, but his whole team dope. Everybody laughing at him because we all know they broke. Lights out. Show's over. The winner is not you, man. You know who the champ be. So the owner hold down the champagne. Quan.
My real name a rap shit. Nigga, my real name a rap shit. My real name a rap shit. Nigga, my real name a rap shit.
Banging it in your jeep. Brick Mode Squad 2001. wave your hands and rep where you're from. We're keeping it street cause that's how we live. It's what it is, baby. It's what it is, baby.
Come on.
Yeah. 5-4, motherfucker.